He dresses and talks and writes and sings exactly like what he is, a guy from a small town western Kentucky who grew up listening to music and found in it a way to talk about his life and his world and the people who populate both. Chris Knight spends most of his time on the road performing, sometimes with his band and sometimes, as is the case on the 14th of this month, as a solo acoustic act. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal, joined on the phone by singer, songwriter, and neighbor to the south, Chris Knight. Chris, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm real well. Now, where are you as we speak?
I'm right near Bardstown. We're on our way to Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
And where and when are you coming to our part of the world?
I think next Thursday I'll be in Newport.
At the Southgate House Revival for a 9 o'clock show. Now, I'm told that you don't enjoy interviews, that you'd rather just kind of let your music do the talking, so appreciate your time. Chris, you're mostly self-taught. Talk about your earliest guitar and some of your musical heroes.
Well, the first guitar I ever picked up was an old Lyle guitar that my brother had traded something for, my older brother, and first time I saw it, I picked it up, and there was a chord book with it, and I just played and learned chords pretty much all night long. And then, just kept at it, and finally my brother went and bought a decent guitar, Martin Sigma, and I just kept at it. And John Prine was the one that was a huge influence on me back then, but I mean, I've had a lot of musical influences just from listening to music and type of music I listened to, back in the 70s, because I was 10 years old in 1970, so I had a lot of good music to hear, and I'd listen to records and pick the needle up and set it back and pick it up again, set it back again, just trying to learn guitar parts. So I tell people John Prine taught me how to play the guitar.
And you ended up getting him to sit in with you on your most recent record, Little Victories. How did that come about?
Well, I'd opened a couple shows for John Prine up in the Northeast back earlier. And then I'd talk to him maybe a time or two, just running to him at the airport. And so, I mean, he was aware of who I was. And his family is from Muhlenberg County, which is like 30 miles from where I live, where I grew up. So we kind of had that common ground. Ray Kennedy, who was producing the last record, is good friends with John. And they called him up and sent a copy of that song to him if he wanted to come and sing on it. The track I'd already done and, the rough. And he wanted to come and do a verse and sing on it. So he came over to the studio one day and knocked it out.
My guest is Chris Knight, a son of Kentucky, but I understand you were named an honorary Texan a couple years ago. What's your special connection with Texas?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of good venues in Texas and it's a big state. And I'd say if you really wanted to, you just make a living playing in Texas. Wouldn't have to go anywhere else. But they were the first ones to really start playing my music. Yeah, now there was one station in, it's in Dallas now, but it was in Plano, Texas, the Range out of Plano. And they started playing my records, my songs. They may have started before the record even came out. It would have been early 98 when it came out, and they played it from the start. And then other stations in Texas caught on, started playing it. And, next thing I know, I'm on the Texas music charts. And I was on the Americana music chart. But Texas just kind of latched on to me. And so I've always went down there since the start, when I first went on the road. Now, I play all over now, but I always do more shows in Texas than I do anywhere else.
You perform both with a band and solo. What kind of show are you bringing to the Southgate House?
I got my guitar player, Chris Clark, with me. He plays mandolin, guitar, and a little harmonica. So we're going to play a few of the more up-tempo stuff. We know a lot of songs, so I play a lot of the songs that's more suitable for two guitars than it is for a band. But I still play a lot of the stuff I regularly do with the band. But a lot of it is, you know, it depends on the crowd. So, I mean, I'll go into a place and I'll be like, well, I got to stand up on this and, you know, just bang it out. But then the other time, you know, just solo acoustic. But, you know, last run I did, crowds, I could tell how the crowds would be or were. And I just sat down and plugged in and started playing, you know, and I hadn't done that in a long time. You know, I hadn't sat down on stage and played. And, if, you know, I enjoyed it a lot, you know, doing it that way again, because I'm more of a storyteller, songwriter thing, and you get more, you know, you talk to the crowd. But sometimes you're playing in a bar. I mean, you know, it's a great crowd and everything. They're really excited and having a good time, but you can't really tell stories and really get connected with the audience. I'm not like one of those guys that yells and hoops and hollers with the crowd and all that kind of thing. You know, I'm like, well, if y'all going to talk, you know, as long as everybody's having a good time, that's fine with me. I'm just going to play my songs. You know, it works out well.
Well, on your current tour, you're doing some dates with Shooter Jennings. How's that going?
Well, I haven't done any lately, but I've been on some shows with him, some festivals, and run into him at Steamboat Springs in Colorado before. But, yeah, I think we got at least two in July and maybe one in August. And, yeah, Shooter's a good guy. I'll have a good time on those shows.
Are you on the road all summer, Chris?
It's picking up. I mean, I usually do about 85 shows a year. Sometimes I do more, but things will work out pretty good, about 85, 90. And, you know, there may come a time when I might do more or might do less. Just whatever pays the bills.
And then you go back home to Kentucky in between?
Right, yeah. I do about a third of my time on the road. And, you know, two-thirds of the time I'm home. So it works out. I got three kids and, you know, got a place there. Got some acreage and got a lot of stuff to take care of.
Yeah.
It's kind of the way I wanted to do it. You know, I didn't want to live on the road and I didn't really want an eight-hour day job. So,
you know. Sounds like you found a good compromise. Chris, your songs aren't political, but you don't shy away from expressing an opinion. Where do you find your inspiration for the stories you tell?
A lot of times, just what's going on, you know. Whatever's going on at the time, you know, it pretty much influenced that whole Little Victories record, which came out, I guess, in 2012. So that's where several of those songs came from. And then, you know, I'm shying away from killing songs and political songs. And I kind of started getting away from that stuff because I feel like I've already wrote the ultimate killing song with Down the River. So I don't go there anymore. And I figure that as far as social commentary, Little Victories probably did it for me.
Well, we've been talking to Chris Knight. He's been compared to Springsteen, Mellencamp, Steve Earle, and of course his hero, John Prine. Chris Knight writes songs about folks on the fringes of society, hardworking and mostly good guys. The sounds are natural without processing techno or electronica. And Chris Knight will bring his natural sound and storytelling skills to the stage on Thursday, June 14th at the Southgate House Revival. For a link with more information to Chris Knight and his music, you can visit our website, WVXU.org. Chris, we'll let you get back on the road.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. And I'm happy to do the interview. I enjoyed it.
Well, say howdy to the folks in Bardstown.
I will.
All right. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.